Hello again there, folks. So I'm quite far up the Northumberland coastline today. I got a bit of stick off some of the lads on the internet that were saying I was a pup because I hadn't been out fishing all winter. But I tell you what, just off me rod there, just off the end, there's a seal in the water. I've seen its head pop up a couple of times. There it is over there. There's a seal there. And in there, I've got, in the water, I've got a little popper with some smoked bacon with garlic on, and I'm just hoping the seal doesn't go for it. Can you see that? Just do it. There's a seal in there. I hope if it goes for me popper, I'm going to be in big trouble. Yeah, I'll probably get dragged off this cliff. His head's popping up. Look at that. It'll have chased all my fish away, like, well, that doesn't matter because I'll never catch anything anyway. There it is. There he is. Isn't that a great thing? Isn't it great to get out of the house and see something like that? Must be a canny size, like. Thing I wanted to get into as well, though, I was just sitting here before that seal popped up in the water. I was thinking about all the, how great it was to get away from the internet as well and get out the house and get back into me fish. And I'm happy I was called a puff for not going fishing, because by God, I mean, it's cold, like, and it's rough, but there you go, you've got a seal bobbing around in the water as you sit here fishing. And the thing is, what I was thinking about was like all of these people that, you know, they just like the trans or Owen Jones, like, can you ever imagine them, like, sitting here in 4 degrees and with a popper in the water with some smoked bacon on it, and my arse is freezing, my dog's got frostbite. But you can just look, yeah, we're alive, man. There's life all over the place. And in fact, I can't think of them ever doing anything like that. Sitting here freezing their, whatever you call it, their wounds off, I suppose. And it's as if they're anti-nature. It's as if they're the polar opposite of this, of doing this and sitting here and being in nature. Their frame, they are at home scrolling through Twitter and hashtags and Instagram and all them other things. So that's their whole frame of reference. This to them would be like an alien world, and it's as if the modern world's creating two different kinds of people as a splinter group. And they wouldn't even know what that was out there. Look at that. They wouldn't understand the significance of it with its shiny coat. Seal watching with Morgoth's Review. This is what it's all about. Great stuff. That explains why I've never caught any fish. That's the place is riddled with bastard steals, stealing all my fish. I'm gonna move on around the corner and see if I can get another. There he is. Look at that. Look at that. Amazing. I've never seen that before. Must be a fair old size as well. Look at this. Never seen this before in Northumberland. I know there's a few. We have got to come right up the coast to see them. I haven't got a hope in hell of catching a fish.
I haven't got a hope in hell of catching a fish in this sea if the place has got seals eating them all.
And you know, there he is. And you know what it is, folks? Didn't 2020 get off to a really shitty start? I've done nothing on my videos and whatnot. I've done nothing but misery porn, which is why I needed to get away. I needed to get out. And you can see why. You get out, and it's because that social media, what I was just saying before about the trannies and that, social media intensifies it, and I think it's just bad for your brain. It really is. I could have just sat and scrolled through Twitter, you know, and do the usuals. There he is, look at that. And you feel, look at this, this is amazing, this is great stuff, this. Whole different frame of reference. Okay, even me dog's coming along for a look. She's been sniffing a rabbit suit. So some old bloke's just been along and he reckons it might be the bacon on my bait that had attracted the seal in the first place. I find that very hard to believe. Like, why wouldn't he just go for it? But I mean, and another thing he says, and that probably means that he's contradicting me totally as well. He says the fact that there's a seal here means that there's probably fish here as well. Well, you know, I'm not very happy with that. My excuse for not catching fish was that the EU quotas took them all. The Spaniards did away with all the cod and the mackerel took a lot. And then I could squeeze a little bit of politics in there as well. But now, this bad boy sitting here yawning and glistening in the evening sun, the afternoon sun is my excuse. Does it mean that on the one hand the fish are going to be chased away by the seal, on the other hand the seal is going to have to eat fish to survive, so it does mean there's fish here. Like, not that I've been to this part of the Northumberland fishing very often. Like, but there he is, just look at that. I've put the rod away, it's pointless. I've got a feeling something could go wrong. What happens if you went for the bait? What happens if you went for the popper? I'd lose the rod, the whole lot. But it's nice to see. And he came out before he flipped as well, and his back popped up above the water. I bet it must be 6 to 7 foot long. Like I say, didn't 2020 get off to a bad? But it was just bad news, you know. If you're interested in politics and you put a bit of commentary on the internet, it was just relentless misery. Black-pilled, as they say. And you get out of it. You get out of that shite, and you give it a break. And look at the way you're rewarded, like this. Sun's come out and everything. I was freezing me bollocks off when I sat out, and you know what it is? I'm really happy I did. How often do you just get to watch a seal flapping around in the sun? And to the people, to so many of what I was saying before as well, so many of people, this is just alien. It's just, they don't even enter this frame of reference. The idea of sitting freezing your bollocks off on a rock, watching a little bit of bacon bob around in the water is a form of relaxation. It's alien to people these days. And look how much they're missing. I wonder if I'm going to get another wink. I wonder if I'm going to get another wink from the bastard who took all me fish. Howie, give us another one. Pop up, show your face. He could be anywhere now. I think I'm going to leave him alone and have another cast round the corner. Let's see if he follows us and takes all the fish from there as well. Like a sort of shadow that follows us up and down the northeastern shoreline, taking all me fish wherever I go. Like a fucking curse. Need my own personal seal. Right, let's see what happens next. So I've got the popper back in the water. I've come back round. I've got him about 500 yards down the coast from the seal. I've left him. And I've got my popper back in the water, and I'm just gonna let the tide's going out. I've come back round closer to the beach and the tide's going out. But that's when the fish come in. And then I'm just going to hope that me popper with the bait on, I'm just letting it just drift out as far as it can go. I've got the bail arm off and it can just drift out there on the tide as far as it wants to go, at least as far as the line will go, which is pretty far. I mean, that's it, that's what you do, and you sit there and you watch it bob around. I think that's the appeal of it. I don't catch many fish. I've caught a couple, but what I like is that when you come out and you're fishing, time changes. I was just on before slagging off all the internet and social media type stuff, which is one kind of being, but it's just the frantic going to work, getting up early, being there, coming back in this routine. And because if you don't do stuff like this, you are just stuck in that. You're stuck in that forever. And here, time is, well, in this case, it's really the waves and the tide, literally the tide. Something ancient about it and cathartic. I'm reminded of what something that Heidegger, this Heidegger idea of the broken hammer. Well, before the hammer actually breaks, you're completely immersed in something and you're not even aware of it anymore. And that's what happens with fishing. When fishing, you're so immersed in the fishing and in the sea and in the surroundings that the modern it all reveals itself, and modern world goes into the shade a bit, just a bit, just enough to give you that nice cathartic feeling. It's getting cold, like, I've got to say that, lads. But first fishing trip of the year, and hasn't gone down too bad. Might get a bite yet, we'll see. I'll head back soon. Catch you later, folks.